we're so glad that you've joined us again for another episode of our Daily Christian Living. We are going through a book that is written by Reverend Carlton Kuhn, and that book is titled Daily Things of Christian Living. And so if you want to pick that book up, that's available to for you to read. But we're just using it kind of as a general guide for this podcast here. And previously we've talked about living habitually, developing good habits in our daily living with Christ. And then on our last episode, we talked specifically about death to self, you know, crucifying our flesh and living according to the Spirit. And today, Amanda, do you want to say what we're talking about today?
Yeah, it's our daily purpose.
All right, perfect. So this episode is really just going to be focused on living with a godly purpose every day. And that really is how we become more like Christ. So before we get started, do you have anything you wanted to recap or remind everybody of from last episode, or something that you have on your heart related to purpose?
So I know in our last episode, we talked a lot about self, and I think we're going to see a lot of self also in this one again. Uh-huh. So if we talk a lot about self, it's because it's a problem. Well, and we got to address it.
Yeah, and I think it even says in the book that, you know, you have to address your flesh often and, you know, frequently and often. Yes. and on purpose, just making sure that we are living according to the Spirit and not just fulfilling every fleshly desire that we have. So that's ultimately, whenever we're talking about self and self-sacrifice and all of that, we're talking about dying, like allowing our will, the things that we want to die out, and taking on the things of Christ. Yes. And living according to the Word of God. So,
amen.
As you know, being followers of Christ, the whole point of that is to become more like Christ. We're following Him on a daily basis. That's what we're doing here, hopefully.
Yes.
And so He is our example. Primarily, He's our example of how to live with in on purpose, I guess, is the way I should say that, because Christ came to earth with one purpose in mind. Like, the only reason He came, you know, God robed Himself in flesh, came to earth to accomplish one specific purpose, and that was redemption for mankind.
Amen.
Do you want to talk about kind of what He did to fulfill His own purpose?
Yeah, so I know, you know, when we talk about it, it's very much, you know, His death, burial, and resurrection. So when I think of His purpose and I think of that, I think His crucifixion and then death, burial, resurrection.
Which, yes, that was ultimately His purpose. And I think I love hearing that. But before even He gets there, like everything that we read in the Gospels about Jesus's daily life, if you look at the miracles, the healings, the signs, the wonders, how He interacted with, how He developed His disciples, how He called people, how He worked with, you know, the hurting and the needy and the broken, every single account that we have of Jesus's daily life, really, you can see Him living out His purpose. You can see every one of those things pointing to that ultimate goal.
Right.
And so in my mind, that is an example for us in our daily living.
Yeah. And I think, you know, too, when He was with His disciples and He was showing them, right? I think what I like about that is they were not professional people.
Right.
They weren't cultured. They weren't well traveled. They were not well spoken. These were just your average, normal people. like me, right?
Yeah.
So that should give people hope and encouragement. You don't need,
yeah.
you know, as long as you have a heart for Christ and you truly want to follow him, like God's going to guide
right.
your steps.
Right. Yeah. So I think one of the scriptures that we wanted to look at was John 3:17. I don't have it here. Actually, I do. Hang on one second. It says, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That right there is just the pinnacle of what, you know, why Jesus came. He came for redemption. He lived out his purpose every day. And so he's our example. And I think that if we look at some of the other scriptures, like Luke 9, it's where Jesus is talking to his followers and saying, hey, if you want to be my follower, you've got to take up your cross and follow me. So taking up your cross, what does that mean? Denying self. I mean, essentially, it just points right back to what we talked about on the last episode. And I kind of wrote myself a note here that taking up our cross has to be an intentional decision. It's not something that's just going to happen naturally.
Right.
Because it's against our flesh. It's against what we as humans want, you know, to do on a daily basis. And so we have to be intentionally thinking about, okay, this is the way I've chosen to live my life. And so because of that decision, then that feeds into the next decision and the next decision and the next decision. And so I have to be intentional about every decision that I make. And those decisions have to be based in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that's where you get your daily purposes from, you know, from the Word of God.
And yeah. And, you know, I remember Pastor did a sermon. It's been a while ago. And do you remember he brought the cross? Like he brought it up and then he like cut it down, cut it down. He's like, oh, I can carry it. This is nice and light. And like, that's not the point, right? Like, yes, it could be easy.
Yeah.
To lay it down, to take things out. And what is that?
Yeah.
That's flesh.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I think we have to be very careful and very mindful that you are going to have days where you struggle.
Yeah.
You are going to have some days that are just going to be harder than others, right? But that is not an excuse to be like, today I'm going to lay my cross down.
Right.
I'll pick it up tomorrow. Well, someone needs you today,
right?
Not tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's where you have to just push through, push harder, keep going.
Yeah.
And hold on to that cross. Hold on to your purpose.
Yep.
And stay strong.
And that really actually just points us right back to that habitual, you know, that developing the habit of, you know, reading and fasting and prayer and just the daily habit of living in the Word, walking in the Spirit. So can you think of any, like, I know we've kind of dug into this in the past. What are some daily things, practical applications that we can use really in keeping our purpose in the forefront of our mind?
Fasting. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I think fasting is extremely important. And I know that one of the things he had touched on in this book, and it really spoke, there were two things that stood out to me. So the first one that I'll just quickly mention was fasting, right? And he had given a couple examples that were different ways to fast. I know a lot of people will do like a food fast, so you'll hear a Daniel fast or, you know, a 40-day fast. Be careful with that one. Side note, be careful. Only do a 40-day fast if the Lord calls you to that.
You got to build up to
so
that.
Be careful of that one. But yeah, there's different, you know, kinds of fasts. But I liked what he had talked about in there specifically where he mentioned like a media day fast, right? So just solely you are only listening to holy music,
right?
Preaching, teaching of the Word. And I know that that is something that you and I incorporate on our days,
right?
That we fast. We are very intentional with, we're gonna, you know, we'll set our food aside. You know, I did mention to you, sometimes I do have to eat a little bit of breakfast in the morning. I get my blood sugar dips a little bit. The Lord is okay. He will honor that if you do need it for medical reasons there. Yes. Be mindful, be smart about it. but we are very intentional when right. we are fasting on our days. We are not listening. Like, we love podcasts,
right.
clearly. You know what I mean? We love a good podcast. But, you know, we're very intentional. It's a podcast, it's something talking about the Lord. It right. is something that is pushing us in that direction. That is right. what we are filling our ears with, our minds with, our mm-hmm. hearts with, we're meditating on. So I really did like that one. Alan, did you want to mention anything else about fasting?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So then the next one that I really liked a lot was, and it made me chuckle, where he said extreme church attendance. It cracked me yeah. up. I was like, I do not understand what that means when he said it.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, Andy. And he's like, why are you laughing? Because we were supposed to be studying on uh-huh. Sunday. And I was like, extreme church attendance. What does that mean? And so I had to keep yeah. reading. And it just made me realize, like, you and I, yeah. we do extreme church. Like, we're here
yeah.
every Sunday service. Yeah. We're here every Tuesday prayer. We're here yeah. every Wednesday Bible study. If the doors are open, we're here. Yeah. And I guess in my mind, I just thought that was the norm. That was right. the standard, you know. But then he had mentioned in there that, you know, sometimes people are like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I had a bad day. I had a yeah. long day. I can't do a Wednesday night tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. And I was like, oh, I didn't, you know. So that was something that really had stood out to me, where that is something that I think anybody could just say, you know what, maybe I can't commit to a fasting right now. Like, I'm not ready for that. And I absolutely mm-hmm. get that. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to commit myself to being faithful on Sunday services, Tuesday right. services, Wednesday services.
Right.
Right. Or maybe just, I will just start with
yeah.
coming to Bible study and worship. Let me just do one and build up. And I think that's okay.
Oh yeah.
To build up.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, again, this is one of those things where you're building a habit. It's not something that you're going to just boom overnight.
Yeah.
You know, go from this to all the way to what you should be.
Yeah.
This daily living with Christ is a daily transformation. It's a mm-hmm. daily change. It's a daily thing. It's not something that overnight you are transformed and,
yeah.
you know, into a butterfly. It is literally every day God is working in your life mm-hmm. as long as you're willing and available to Him.
Yeah.
So yes, good. Anything else along those lines of practical applications on daily purpose?
I also liked, he had talked about, I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but it was something along the lines of like self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he called it like serving beneath your station. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was just, he had done something just simple as, you know, like helping your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Serving anonymously.
Yeah.
Somehow. And I think that those are really good examples too. I think that sometimes that can get overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But really, you don't, I mean, Christ was serving us.
Right.
he
God robed
like,
in flesh.
Yeah.
He literally washed like, people's feet.
Yeah. He washed people's feet.
Yeah.
He fed people. He was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, when you step back, I mean, if I'm like,
yeah.
no, God, who am I? I mean, yeah. even John the Baptist was like,
yeah.
he's not even good enough to tie my shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. truly, like, that's how I feel. Like, Lord, do not even.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But I think just humbling yourself and serving mm-hmm. others, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and again, whenever you are serving like that, you're fulfilling your daily purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you are serving others, because usually serving others means that you're not self-centered.
Right.
You know, you typically, if you are serving others, especially if it's someone who is, you know, extremely needy or, you know, in maybe not the same social circle as you or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to, you know, be
right.
snobby or anything, but like whenever you serve others who are in need, that's to me just pure Christ-likeness
mm-hmm.
because you are giving of yourself. You are not thinking about yourself first. You have set yourself aside and you are just deciding to pour into someone else. And that's really, truly why we're here, you know, is
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah. And I think something, you know, if someone was listening was like, well, I don't know anyone that I could like take a meal to, or I don't know anyone, you know, that could use this or that. I think that's when, you know, engage your pastor,
mm-hmm.
right? Talk with other people in the church. And I think a good example too is something clean your church.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be just as simple as that.
I mean,
it
is something is, I mean, and I think that that's a lot of times overlooked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, there's not a magic fairy that comes to our church. And every, like the glitter sucked up, the Play-Doh's gone, the goldfish are gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you.
Yeah. Somebody has to do,
you know what I
mean?
It's someone is coming in and doing that. And it doesn't have to be one person. You can get with a friend. You can get with someone in church. Hey, let me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you do that, don't spread it around the church. Oh my gosh, I'm cleaning today. Like, no, hold on. Your intention was good. We went sideways. Wait, come back. You know what I mean? Do it quietly. Do it humbly.
Yeah.
Your pastor's probably going to know, right? Someone's going to need to let you in the church. So someone's going to know. You know what I mean? And that's okay. But it can be as something as simple as like, I just want to help clean the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Serving
the church, serving the kingdom of God, whether that's taking somebody a meal, encouraging someone, writing a card, whatever, or coming to the church and just doing something that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. That's great. Those are all great examples of just easy stuff, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that it's going to cost you money. Mm-hmm. It's really a matter of prioritizing your time, taking that time that maybe you would have done something to pamper yourself or spend time doing something that, you know, is more self-centered, but you take that time and you say, God, this time right now, I want to give back to you.
Yeah.
I want to do something to live out my purpose that you've called me to. So that's a great example. The only other thing I was going to bring up, was the scripture, actually two scriptures. One of them is the set of scriptures in, 1 Corinthians 12. It talks about being the body of Christ, that, you know, talks about the members of the body of Christ and that we are all members, of the body. And, it actually, there's a scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:18 actually says something about that God has placed us as members in the body according to his desire. And so whenever you think about being a member of the body of Christ, God has placed you somewhere or has given you a purpose specific to you, to your talent, to your abilities, to your capacity, and not even restricted to your current capacity, but like he's going to, the more you give to him, the more he's going to give to you, and the more he's going to bless you, and the more he's going to stretch you, you know, and stretch your purpose and call you deeper into that purpose. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is I encourage anybody really listening here, okay, you are, if you're a member of the body of Christ, then allow God to just stretch you in your purpose. Allow God to draw you deeper. And don't, I don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. Just literally find something to do in the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter if it's not great at first. If you will do that one thing or two things or whatever needs to be done, God will make a way for you to fulfill maybe a more specific purpose he's calling you to. You know, maybe you're like, I don't know what God wants me to do. You know, but if you will just do something.
Get in the building.
Step one. Get into the kingdom of God. Get into the body. Get into, dig into the people who are around you in the body of Christ and those who need you in the world and fulfill that daily purpose. And God will slowly work with you. He will speak to you and refine you and transform your life to where you will find a specific ministry or a specific calling that you're like, okay, I know God, you know, God wants me to do this for this time period. Or, you know, he might call you for this purpose for a while and then say, all right, it's time for you to do this purpose. I know for me, I've felt over the years of living for God, various things, you know, various callings. And I don't think that God ever is like, okay, I'm calling you to this one specific purpose, and this is the only thing you're ever going to do for, you know.
Right, yeah.
No, God's calling you for a purpose. Just step out and do something, and then He will lead you. He will guide you. He will make a way. He will equip you to do something greater. He will equip you and direct your steps so that you can really do something that maybe you have a desire to do, but you're not really sure how to accomplish it. He will make a way for you to do something great in His kingdom. And so then the other scripture that I was going to read was 1 Peter 4:10. Let me pull that up here. I think I've got it. I have, just as each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of the varied grace of God. So I think that's a different translation. I didn't write down which translation it was, but each of us has gifts and abilities. Mm-hmm. And if we will use those things to serve one another in the kingdom of God, according to His grace, then again, He will make a way for us. He will bless us. We're going to find that whenever we live out our daily purpose, serving others, denying self, that our life will be blessed in ways that we can't even imagine.
Right.
And I know sometimes people kind of shy away from using the word blessing because you really automatically think about monetary blessings, but there's so many other blessings that God gives, yeah. Right? Yeah, you will be blessed monetarily. Let's not deny that. But just think about whenever you are living for God and you are serving others and you are living out that daily purpose, the fulfillment, the contentment, the peace of mind, the satisfaction that you get in knowing that you are fulfilling the purpose that God has called you to. There's no higher calling than that.
Right.
And whenever you know that you are doing everything you can for the kingdom of God, that in and of itself is such a blessing, and will really lead to so many other things in your life that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And I think, you know, our pastor makes such a good point too. You know, he said in sermons, like, if you're an arm, be an arm, you know, if you're a leg, yeah, be the leg. Like, and here's the thing, right? And it's funny when he says that, but like, here's the point, right? Like, everybody in this building mm-hmm. is important to us.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, not everyone's going to be a pastor. Not everyone's going to be called to be an evangelist. Not everyone's going to be called to be a preacher.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
Just because you're a pastor or a pastor's wife or a preacher or, you know, whatever that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I just want to encourage people, if you are like, man, I really, you know, I want to be a preacher, I want to be a pastor. Well, then I would encourage you to fast, pray, mm-hmm. seek the Lord's face, because maybe that's what you want, but that's not where God wants you in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Because you are going to serve so much better over here
right.
than maybe that pastor or preacher could.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? Like you said, everyone has gifts. Everyone has talents. God knows your gifts. God knows your talents. Mm-hmm. God gave that to you, mm-hmm. and that's what He wants to use you for. So I guess I would encourage people, don't be discouraged.
Right.
Whatever He has called you to do, do that. Do it wholeheartedly. Do it humbly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said, right? He's going to bless you. And, you know, if maybe your gift is just to worship
uh-huh.
beautifully.
Right.
And set that tone and set that atmosphere, and you mm-hmm. can just set the church on fire. And if, you know what I mean? Like, we know mm-hmm. when people aren't here and we're sad,
mm-hmm.
you know, look, people get sick, people go on vacations, right? We get it. But to just, you know, say, you know, today I'm just not feeling it today. Well, right. you didn't, you know, like, you let a whole body,
mm-hmm.
the body's worried about you.
Right.
Where did you go? Are yeah. you okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I would encourage you, if, like I said, if you aren't, maybe because I think some people think, oh, I'm a pastor or I'm yeah. a preacher, or, you know, I don't ever want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my husband preaches, and wow, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And you're a the daughter
yeah.
of a pastor. Like, you get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You get it. I was happy just sitting in the back. God was like, nope. You know what I mean? So, yeah. so just be smidge careful there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think whatever God has called you to do, don't reject that.
Right.
Embrace it.
Right.
Because that is where you're yeah. needed and where God knows he can use you mightily if
yeah.
you let him and allow him to.
Right. Yep. Well, hey, do you have anything else you want to say before we sign off for today?
No, I think this was great. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate everyone listening in.
Yes.
We pray that you will find a way to live daily with God and find your purpose in him, live it out. And thank you so much for listening. Shelley and Amanda out for today.
All right.